Good morning again, everybody in Boo Land. Now, you'll know that I have this thing at the moment about making bread. And sometimes it's successful, and on other times it's an abysmal catastrophe. I don't know if you can have an abysmal catastrophe. A great catastrophe. A catastrophic catastrophe. Or a dogastrophic catastrophe. A dogostrophe, that doesn't sound very comfortable. Anyway, I had some leftover dough from the from some bread that I made yesterday. I made myself a baguette for sandwich work, something like that anyway. And I had some leftover dough, and I have made some little bread rolls for breakfast using my I have a silicone muffin mold thing. So I am just going to butter some of this for the fiddin. Stuff everywhere here. Stuff. Can't be done with all this stuff. Find some butter. There we go. There's the butter. Half 11 already. The day is shooting by at a great pace. What are you doing to my dog? Oh, it's evil.
Evil?
Evil. How would you like it if he stood on your foot?
Well, I'd say ow, but I'm calling
him evil. No, I suppose not.
It's a bit harsh.
Yeah, a little bit. It's
Hello,
true.
Booville, isn't he harsh?
Harsh. Right, I have some bread here.
You've got bread.
Do you want to sit somewhere?
I've got a swap for you.
Oh, great.
You give me the bread. I give you.
Hang on,
my
keep hold
drink.
Of it. Keep hold of it. Keep hold of it.
Got it?
It. Yep.
We can smell the bread now.
Good. Wake up, smell the bread. So you can let me know if it's any good. Oh, I expect a full tasting boo thing.
No, you can do that bit, but it's good.
Are you sure? Are you just saying it?
It's crunchy.
And that's good. Do you want to sit down somewhere?
And, the table. Right, maybe Booville will join in with my campaign. For Robert.
Yeah.
To buy a nest of tables.
A nest of tables. I don't need a nest of tables.
For me?
For you.
Yeah.
What do you need a nest of tables for?
Yeah, but when you finish, you put it away.
Yeah, but it would be really knock overable.
Yeah. Well,
it'd be just especially with a dog about. Seems like a really bad idea to me.
No, because he's trained not to bang into obstacles.
I don't think that works in the home. He has a very long tail. I will consider my options.
Door closed.
Oh, really? Door closed?
10 minutes.
No, not 10 minutes.
It needs to be like 20 seconds or something.
High power, medium power. Start, medium power, 1 minute.
What?
I mean, what?
It's long, isn't it?
Don't know, is it?
I think so.
At medium, this is quite a high powered microwave. Well, I'll stop it.
Okay.
Anyway, didn't...
Booville is my coffee.
Yeah, I made her this lovely coffee. crafted it with my own fair hands from the finest of Wittard's beans that had been pre-ground by Wittard's. Added the freshest of Thames water straight from the kettle.
Straight from Thames.
And what did she do with it? She left it sitting on the side to go cold. And then asked for it to be microwaved.
I think it's not microwaved now.
For these beans to be blasted within an inch of their lives. I don't know that it's really hot yet, actually. I think it could do a bit more.
How about medium high for 20 seconds?
Medium high for 20 seconds?
Try that.
All right. If you insist. 10 minutes. No, not 10 minutes, you numpty.
Can cancel. High, medium, high power. Start. Medium, high power.
One, and two, and three kangaroo, and four hippopotamus, and five giraffe, and six elephant, and seven duck-billed platypus, and eight rhino, and nine zebra, and 10, and 11, and 12, and 13, and 14, and 15, and 16 worm, and 17 beetle, and 18 ladybird, and 19 sparrow, and 20 blackbird.
Pause. Okay.
Pause for thoughts. Maybe. Yeah, I think that's probably hot enough now. Right. I have duly blasted your coffee.
Who's Julie?
Door closed. Pause. Cancel.
Who's Julie?
I don't know. Are you going to sit at that table?
All right, then.
Yeah, I will do some washing up. I take the hint.
It's a bit of a mess, Booville.
Yes, a little bit. Now, how would you improve this bread?
Oops. It seems to me, but I may be wrong because I don't know anything about making bread.
Yeah.
But, thank you. I think it maybe needed a little bit more cooking.
Oh, right. Is it a bit undercooked? Okay.
I don't know. I'm not sure. You taste it and tell me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, okay. We'll do.
Does it taste raw or anything?
No, it's really important to have feedback, so, you know, it really is fine.
It still is quite nice, but I think, it's not quite sort of fluffy, maybe.
Yeah, well, I'm struggling to make bread fluffy, I have to say, so if anybody has any ideas on how to make bread fluffy, I mean, maybe it's just it didn't have very long for its second proving, so, or third proving, actually, as it was, but... To do what, sorry?
Listen to the spoon.
Yeah, you should do. Or just ask them, rather. Might be easier. I mean, it could be... There's so many factors, you know. It could be in the type of flour I've used, or the type of yeast, or the amount of yeast, or the amount of water, or the type of water, or the... You know. You know what I mean? Is it okay? Yeah, I'm trying to sort it out. No, I haven't. No, I'm just making a nice mess around here.
Hmm.
And a bread.
Thank you.
Right. Okay. And then my thoughts on this bread. Oh. It has a nice crispiness to it.
Crust does, yeah.
Mm. a little bit bland. A bit more salt, I think, is needed.
Not too much, though.
No, true, but...
You can go overboard with salt.
You can, but bread, I think, does need a certain amount.
Yeah, but just don't go too ridiculous, that's all.
Mm.
Maybe it's sugar you need.
There was a bit of sugar in there, actually. But maybe it's the wrong type of sugar, maybe. Mm. Also, this tastes like brown bread, despite the fact it was meant to be white white flour.
Doesn't to me.
Does it not?
No, it tastes like unfluffy white bread.
Oh, maybe. It is quite dense.
Dense? Don't be so dense. What are you doing?
I mean, what am I doing?
Oh, you're trying bread, now you're wandering around the factory.
I'm going to get another piece of bread. I couldn't find a clean plate, so I'm leaving the bread on the tray and just picking it up each one.
Ah. I hope Dad listens to this.
Why?
And takes in that Robert is actually worse than me.
Hmm. I think that's unfair.
Really?
Hmm.
Why?
I've just got more stuff to get cluttered. And you've got a bigger kitchen.
A bigger kitchen.
A bigger kitchen.
I think you should unplug the hands-free kit because otherwise you'll just be eating right into the microphone.
Okay. I'll do it when I finish this piece.
No, because you're still eating into the microphone.
Yeah, but I've got my hands full of bread and butter. We will be.
Will I?
Yeah.
Well, you'll make me eat even more bread. I think there should be croissants from Waitrose. What do you think?
Yeah.
Hey, I wonder if they do almond ones. I bet they
do. I'll find out.
And if they don't, then plain don't get chocolate ones.
No. I won't.
Well, unless you want them. I love chocolate. That's the trouble.
I've got some chocolate cake in the house.
Cake in the house! What kind of chocolate cake?
Chocolate fudge cake.
I'm not so fussed about that, you know.
It's a bit messy for me. I meant it wasn't what I thought I was getting. I've obviously been having a good... I've been doing well on the shopping recently. I get the garlic bread with tomato in by accident.
Which we hate, both of us hate.
And I get
tomato.
Chocolate cake instead of my favourite blackcurrant and apple crumble cake.
Do you think you might ask for some help today, please?
I will at points, yes.
Good. Especially for getting the vegetarian things. Corn fillets, they're nice.
Corn fillets. What cut of corn?
A corny cut. You can always ring me up if you're not sure which ones to get.
That's fine, I shall ask. I will have to ask for that because I haven't got the faintest clue where you'd find corn.
I like the ones with breadcrumbs.
What, sort of like a Kiev? Oh, do they? Alright.
Yeah.
Right,
it's
alright. Right. If I don't get it with breadcrumbs, I could breadcrumb it for you.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
crumb. Oh, Gordon Bennett.
Yeah, but you could ask the person to read you the blurb. See, that's what I do.
Wow. It's a bit complicated. Of course you are. Yep. Well, I have done breadcrumb to chicken before, so I'm sure I can breadcrumb a a corn. So you want corn fillet anyway?
Yeah. Could they go with
anything. Can you cut them up? Well, can you have them like pieces of corn in things?
Oh no, then you buy corn pieces.
Then you buy corn pieces.
And they do corn mince as well.
Do they really?
Yeah.
It's a funny world.
Ask them to go through what they've got with you.
Okay.
Oh, well, they do a veg somewhere. They do a vegetarian Cornish pasty, but don't get that. It's yucky.
Okay. No problem.
Oh, and corn sausages, they're always yummy.
Mm-hmm.
And big. Yeah.
Oh, I forgot to take my earphone out of my ear.
Oh, well. Now you're eating down the microphone again.
I am. Mm.
How rude is that?
It's very rude.
Rude boo.
Do you want another piece of bread?
I've still got a bit left.
Mm.
How sweet that you gave me the last plate. Aww. It's a bit of a secret, Blueville, but he's actually quite sweet sometimes. But shh, don't tell anybody.
No.
Can't have anyone thinking he's anything but grumpy. Wouldn't do, would it?
No, it spoils my image. I've had worse bread.
Did you make it?
Yeah, last week.
Tell the Booville how hard that bread was.
I think you can.
Well, you hit it with something, and it sort of meant. A bit like this bit, actually. Hang on. But it was sort of a bit like a flattish cake.
I think it was more down to lack of dough than to not rising. But I was just a bit disappointed. It was a bit dense.
Yeah. And we tried to do a boo of tasting it, but then lots of things went wrong, didn't they? So.
What I could try is mixing the wholemeal flour with some normal flour, and then maybe half the flour that I used for this bread and half wholemeal.
I know what we'll do. We'll ring my mum about it while I'm here.
Yeah.
And maybe see if we can audio boo the phone call. And, because your phone, has it got speakerphone, your home phone?
It has, yeah.
Because you get free weekend calls, don't you, or not?
I do, yeah.
So we could bring mum and dad at home. And,
Is your mum an experienced bread maker?
Well, she makes it with a bread maker, but I know she has done it in the past with us when we were kids as well. So, yeah, she's worth asking.
Mm-hmm.
And she always makes wholemeal stuff, so.
Mm-hmm.
See, Robert is sweet because he wants to make wholemeal because he knows that's what I like.
Despite the fact that I want really bleached white bread for me.
What, with chlorine in it?
Yeah. The more the better.
You might even like homemade wholemeal bread once you've got the secret of not making it too dense.
Maybe. I like a lot of interesting breads. I just never quite got on with wholemeal properly.
What about granary?
Not quite sure the difference. Really.
Granary's the one with bits in it.
Wholemeal had bits in it.
Not always. You've obviously tried like one wholemeal bread and gone, oh, I don't like wholemeal bread.
The one that I made for you had bits in it.
Bits. Bits of density. And I like ones with seeds in too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well.
Or on.
You planted a seed there.
Do you think we should probably finish this boo soon? Because it's probably getting all a bit long and boring now.
So I think it's an interesting boo.
I think it was, but I think it's getting a bit boring now.
Okay, I'll finish it when I finish this piece of bread. It is sitting in front of you now, by the way.
Oh. So I get to be louder in this bit.
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
Cool, man.
Hot, man.
Yeah. You don't quite get this down with the kids stuff, do you?
Nah, innit?
Oh, dear.
I don't get exposed to it. It's not like that in Richmond.
Oh, no, of course not. One doesn't talk like that in Richmond, does one?
No, one doesn't. Certainly not. But they do talk with a mouthful.
Well, you do, yeah. I can just imagine if you were a dad, what sort of a dad you'd be as well. Your kids would just be like, Dad, you so don't get it. You're so embarrassing.
Oh, I would take delight in being embarrassing.
I know, well, better not have any kids then, eh? Perhaps you could be an embarrassing uncle to somebody.
I could be.
I'm sure that wouldn't be much trouble for you.
She's so lovely, isn't she?
I'd be an embarrassing auntie, but in different ways, I think.
You're practicing now.
Yeah. I mean, I could be really silly.
Can you?
Whereas...
I've never come across this side of you before.
Yeah, it's silly. Whereas you'd be doing your sort of... You know, if the kid said cool, you'd be like...
Ugh.
Cool? What's all this cool?
What exactly do you mean by this? Shall we take this apart for a moment? The word cool has many meanings, mostly revolving around temperature. So in what sense is what you have just said, in what sense does it have any kind of connection to a change in the mean warmth of the current ambient space?
Robert...
Fiona.
Don't have any kids.
Well, don't worry, I'm probably not going to on my own.
Well, that's true.
Well, I think that's probably it for this boo. I shall rescue my phone from the top of my pint.
Yeah. On that note.
On that note. Sorry, on which note?
Oh, and Vance is drinking water as well.
He is. I have removed the phone from you.
Bye-bye, Boodle. Hope you enjoyed more Metropolitan Madness.
Metropolitan Madness. She is mad. Why did nobody warn me?
Well, if you didn't notice, perhaps you're blind.
Hilarious. Hilarious.
I know. Naughty.
Naughty?
I've just offended all the blind community now.
Oh, should we do it again?
Yeah. You still recording?
Yeah.
Just in case anyone on the Boo community doesn't know I'm actually blind myself, so please don't, you know. Can we just not all get offended by me making stupid things?
Come on, get offended. You know you want to.
No.
You know you will anyway. I mean, you know, what fun would it be on any given day not being offended by something that wasn't worth being offended about?
Now, because you see, the difference is, if someone sighted said that, I don't think I'd be offended, but if somebody was, I'd kind of see why.
I can't remember what you said now, anyway.
Well, you said you didn't notice about me being mad.
Oh, yes.
I said you must have been
Yes.
Actually, though, if we got to know each other by audio boo, it wouldn't be blind anyway, would it? Because there isn't any pictures. There isn't any pictures. What sort of ground is that?
I don't know.
There aren't any pictures, even.
There aren't any pictures?
Yeah.
Are there not?
Not on audio boo, thank goodness. I don't like pictures because I always end up looking stupid.
How do you know you end up looking stupid?
Because people like my sister see photos of me and go, sisters are great like that.
Oh, that's not very nice. I'm sure you look lovely in them, really.
Aww. Booville, this is Robert being lovely again. Are you scared yet?
I'm scared. Oh, well, I might end this one now.
How long have we recorded for all this nonsense?
We have 18:13 left.
So it's like nearly half an hour?
Yeah.
Right, I think it's definitely time to finish.
Do you think so?
Love you, Booville.
Yeah, she loves you, even when she's insulting you.
Bye.
Bye.